This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For many, the new coronavirus pandemic is having more of an effect on their financial well-being than their health. 1 in 10 Americans are out of work. And perhaps no industry has been hit harder than restaurants and bars. Corrine Hess has more.
In a video taken at Odd Duck on a Saturday night, the kitchen at the popular Milwaukee restaurant is busy. Chefs are preparing carryout orders, but the dining room has been empty for weeks. The state ordered all Wisconsin restaurants and bars closed on March 17th to help prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. The Wisconsin Restaurant Association says at least half of the state's establishments have shut their doors completely during the pandemic. Others, like Odd Duck, began offering carryout services.
Which was hard for us because we don't normally do it at all. We don't have the infrastructure. We literally didn't have bags or to-go boxes. We had to rewrite the whole menu to something that would work for carryout.
That's Melissa Buchholz, owner of Odd Duck. She says business is down 70%, but for now, they're holding on. Odd Duck normally has 36 employees. Now they've got 14. They self-isolate to stay healthy and to keep the restaurant running.
It literally feels like you're a failure every moment of every day, but you have to tell yourself that's a win, considering the circumstances.
Odd Duck has created a pantry to feed the workers, and the tips the working employees are given are donated to those who have been laid off from the restaurant. Even operating at 30%, Buchholz considers herself lucky. The restaurant has been in business for 8 years. It's established and has good cash flow. It's out of debt.
If this had happened to us in our year two of business, we would not even be standing at this point.
Christine Hilmer heads the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. She says even restaurants who are open for carryout have seen a reduction in revenue between 50 and 70%. And when the pandemic ends, as many as half of the state's restaurants could permanently close.
Some have just decided to close their doors for right now and hoping that they're going to be open. But again, the longer it goes, the less likely that's going to be.
Some restaurants have tried to convert to carryout, but stopped after a few weeks. That's what happened at Bounce Milwaukee, a restaurant and inflatable sports arena. Becky Cooper Clancy is the owner. She says March is usually one of Bounce's busiest months, but this year, sales were down 80%.
And it just completely knocked the wind out of us.
Clancy and her partner quickly put together a restructuring plan.
We had to make decisions basically where we were deciding like what's good for the business or what's good for the employee. So we decided we needed to prioritize taking care of our employees.
A small staff briefly remained for carryout orders, but now most employees are furloughed, given severance packages and promised jobs when the economy is better. In early April, small businesses could begin applying for loans and grants contained in the $2 trillion federal stimulus package known as the CARES Act. Buchholz says owners need clear guidance, bridge loans, and financial support for their staff.
We are really busy trying to save our businesses. We don't have time to slog through like millions of miles of paperwork and websites. And we just need to know what to do to get back on our feet, to make it through this so that we can come out the other side as strong as ever.
Tony Marquez is the owner of La Estacion in Waukesha, which is trying to survive by offering carryout. He says he doesn't know how he's going to pay for the restaurant or his personal bills. Often, he doesn't sleep at night.
We didn't create this. We were working, running our businesses, and next thing you know, the carpet is moved from underneath our feet, and we are left out in the sea. If you can swim, swim. If you can't, you can't.
The safer at home order has been extended for now, but is already facing a legal challenge. How many restaurant owners can swim and how many can't will largely depend on how quickly the state economy restarts. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.